All right, guys, welcome back to the Bellied Up podcast presented by Fleet Farm. Charlie, we're here.
We are here. Thanks for that intro. I am joined by my gracious and humble guest, Charlie Behrens. Thank you, Miles. Yes. And I'm joined by just a fantastic human being.
Good looking guy.
Good looking fella. Just trimmed his beard.
Yeah.
Yeah. I showed up at Miles's house today. You know, in typical Miles fashion, I was like, all right, I'll be there at 11. I was there 20 minutes late, but then he goes, come to my house. And then 40 minutes after I get to his house, he gets out of the shower finally.
Oh, yeah. 40 but minutes. That's a little.
He smells good and his beard is trim and,
well,
and trim and true.
The other option was, did you want me to shower or not? I think you'd want me to shower.
Yeah. I mean, in this close proximity.
Yes.
That is nice. So I do appreciate you considering me in some ways. What were you doing this morning?
I had a workout this morning.
Oh, did you?
And then
with your trainer.
Yeah, he comes to my house. Otherwise, I won't be able to work out. So
now I want to say this: you have a great setup in your garage for training. It's like tied to your wall, tethered to the garage wall. Is that what you're using?
The PRX equipment. That's also a Fargo company.
That's cool.
It just folds up on the wall. You can still get your car in there.
I really like that. That's a Fargo company that does that. I should get that in my garage.
You got to check it out. It's a pretty good system.
Yeah. I got one of those old school garages, though, where, you know, I don't know that that's going to fit on the wall. It's not as nice of a garage as yours.
Can make it work.
Okay.
We'll make it work. But, guys, we're here in Fargo, North Dakota we're in Horace, North Dakota, which is just south of Fargo.
Yeah.
We're at Big Herbs. What do you think of Big Herbs?
I like Big Herbs a lot. First of all, we're here on a Monday.
And it is packed.
It's packed.
Yeah.
And it's been packed. And it got more packed. I just looked around. I was like, holy smokes. A lot of construction shirts here. That's nice.
Yep.
Nice to see, you know, probably on
lunch break.
Yep. And no, it's nice to be here. I ordered a Lineys myself, and they didn't even ask, but they gave me the tallest glass in the bar.
They took one look at you, so that guy needs a stiff drink.
That guy needs a stiff drink. Yeah. No, it was a long morning for me. I woke up at the tip of Wisconsin, Bayfield. Look at my hand. I'll show you on the hand map.
Yep.
Right at the middle finger. That's where I was.
So you went from the tip of Wisconsin all the way to Fargo this morning.
Yeah. And I'll tell you this much. I have never crossed such a small portion of the Mississippi River.
What do you mean?
I mean, when you cross the Mississippi River that far north, it looks like just a normal river.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I've never crossed that far north.
Yeah. No, because every time you cross Mississippi, it's like, wow, that is a river.
That is the Mississippi River.
Yeah. Now
there's no mistake in it.
No.
It's like that is the MISSISSIPPI.
Congratulations on your spelling.
I
think that is wonderful. But the farther north you go, the more it's just you could miss it. You could miss the Mississippi.
You could
MISS the ISSIPPI.
I like that.
Yeah, that was good. That was right off the top of the dome.
It's early, but you're dialed in right now.
Thank you. I got there.
So talk to me a little bit. Last time you were in Fargo, you were pretty unimpressed with the landscape that was North Dakota.
Yeah, I would not say unimpressed. First of all, it was winter, and it looked like we were landing on the moon. And
that
I don't think anyone can disagree with that. I was, if anything, impressed by it. And if anything, less convinced that we did actually land on the moon. I think they just shot it in North Dakota
in the winter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, honestly, we can't rule that out. Let's get on Reddit and we're going to throw that conspiracy in the ring amongst the other ones about the moon.
That'll be fantastic.
I'm sure that'll have a field day. field day with
get
that
it, because those are fields. Hey, I do want to mention one more thing about the moon while we're on it. And then, yes, this does have to do with my binoculars. But I've got this great set of binoculars that you can actually look at the moon with. And now these are my bird watching binoculars. But if you look at the moon.
I've looked through them. They're great binoculars.
Have you looked at the moon with them?
No, I haven't.
But I'm just going to throw it out there. You do have to do that. That's really all I wanted to throw in there.
Would you eat the moon if it was made of cheese?
Yeah.
You would?
I'd eat anything if it was made of cheese. Well, not anything. When I said that, now I started thinking of some gross things. And
oof.
Yeah.
Well, that's the, you probably don't like Harry Carey because, you know, you're a Wisconsin guy.
I mean, he is a classic Midwest figure. I do like him quite a bit. Yeah.
Good.
I like Bob Uecker better, but I mean, Harry Carey, hard to
beat. He's such a character.
Yeah. Why do you bring him up? Oh, because of the moon situation.
Will Ferrell did his SNL skit, and that was one of the questions he asked. Why'd you eat the moon if it was made of cheese? You're like, I don't know why that's even a question. But what else about North Dakota stands out to you other than not much?
Well, you see the landscape change when you go from Wisconsin, okay, and you go through Minnesota. You see lush trees, like borderline Canada type stuff, yes. You know,
yep.
and you're like, wow, there's probably a lot of bugs out there. And then you get here to North Dakota and you're like, I don't know where the bugs would live. You know,
they're here.
I know they're
Trust me. They'll eat you.
There's a lot of wind here, too. So that they're flying places. Although I will say one last thing on this. I was at a gas station and there was the biggest moth type bird creature I've ever seen in my life. Just chilling out right by the pump, like not on the pump, on the ground. Almost ran it over. Surprised I didn't. I thought it was dead. I touched it with my finger. It gave me a flap and then just stayed there. I don't know if it was wounded or not. Do you know what this moth
creature is? I'm not sure. No.
I hope there's an insect person out there who knows what I'm talking about, because it's really an amazing creature.
Yeah. Riveting stuff at the gas station.
Yeah. I'm here delivering. That's my news report of the morning.
Yes. Really. I can always count on you, Charlie, for bringing the controversial topics. What insect is this?
Mm-hmm.
We don't even have a photo of it. We just have an audio description of it.
Yeah. It looked like a very big moth, a big brown moony type head and some big flappers. I mean, if this one hit your windshield, I don't think your windshield would survive.
Are you sure it wasn't just a small bird?
No. Yes, I am. Okay. I am positive. I was up close and personal with it. It was in the moth family. But big, about you take your thumb and your first finger and you stretch it as wide as you can. And that's a little too big. Now just make a little bit of a C with your thumb and index finger. And that's
so all of our insect people. There's a ton of you out there.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's a Reddit form for that, too. Maybe we throw you a photo of your finger in the C formation on there. See if we can identify this large moth.
Yeah. I would be very interested.
Talk to me about your gas station routine. Are you someone who, once you swipe the card, are you sitting in the car while it's filling? Are you standing? Are you chatting?
Depends if anyone's looking. If no one was looking, you know what I would do? I would toss the deal in the thing. I'd start filling my car, and I would walk into the store and purchase items.
But which is like what you're not supposed to do.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. And I tell you why you're not supposed to do that, because I was in Omaha, Nebraska. I was out there for a show and I got a little lazy with it. And I was out there with my buddy and I thought he was taking care of it. Actually, I didn't think at all. I was just like, whatever. And then I look out the window and gas is pouring all over
How? You're not sick it in there far enough?
No, it overflowed. That's why you have to stay with your pump. You cannot go into the store. That's this is a cautionary tale. What do? Do you sit in your truck?
I'll sit in the truck or I'll just stand there. I'm also, I got a lot of garbage in my truck at all times.
I've noticed.
Yeah. And so I'm a big throw away all the garbage while you're at the pump.
Oh, saving time.
Yes.
Are you
2-for-1 is what we call that.
Have you ever thought about folding the clothes in the back of your car while you're at the...
No, because it just wouldn't be worth it.
No, it wouldn't, because you have this amazing wrinkle guard.
So this is...
I come walking up to Miles's truck and he's spraying his shirt, the wrinkliest shirt I've ever seen in my life. He's spraying the front of it. He's like, yeah, this stuff's amazing. So, and I look at the front of your shirt. No wrinkles. Great. But
back is a little... I need you to spray my back next time.
Yeah, it's not sunscreen.
So that's the thing. Instead of fixing the real problem, that is organization, doing your laundry and folding it or hanging it immediately so it doesn't get wrinkly, instead, I found a Band-Aid that is the wrinkle spray. That really has saved the day.
And it's good. It worked on my T-shirt. It worked really good. And I do think
you put a sweatshirt on, so it didn't matter.
I know.
Well, it's all right, though. It's a nice looking Fleet Farm hoodie you got on there. I'm kind of jealous.
Yeah. Well, it's warm. You can have it. Did you just burp?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're drinking at the bar. You're going to have a few burps, Charles.
Yeah. You didn't have to blow it in my general direction.
I'm sorry. That was uncalled for.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we're going to have a good host of callers today. People bellying up to the bar.
Yeah, I'm excited.
And so I think what we should do is just take a few callers and have a couple more beers and keep her moving, as you would say.
Oh, yeah. That's you betcha. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. Let's take some callers. Get her done. Hello.
How's it going?
Who do we got on the line?
This is Dalton.
Dalton.
How you doing, man?
Dalton from Minnesota. Yep.
Dalton from Minnesota.
Where nice. At in Minnesota?
Yeah. New Ulm, Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
Relocated to Brainerd.
Right. Brainerd.
That's smack dab right in the center of Minnesota, Charlie.
I think I drove through Brainerd today.
Probably. You probably did.
I passed the Paul Bunyan where you can sit on his hand. Is that in Brainerd? Yeah.
Yeah.
I passed right by you today.
Well, Dalton, I'm glad.
Today you did.
Yeah, today. A few hours ago, right after I went over the Mississippi.
Well, thanks for letting me know you're coming through. But.
Yeah, what the hell, Charlie?
Sorry, Dalton. Next time I tell you I'm coming through.
All right, next time, I appreciate it.
Yeah, we appreciate you calling in, Dalton. Why don't you belly up to the bar with us and tell us what's on your mind?
Well, so I was frying up some walleye for lunch today.
Okay.
It got me thinking.
So you're eating good today, then.
I love a good walleye story.
Yeah. And so I know Charlie loves his walleye. So, Charlie, what's your go-to? Like, how do you cook it? What oil are you using? You got a special batter? What's your secret?
Dalton, this is a slippery slope. I don't know if Charlie wants to do the secret Barron's family recipe on the walleye, but maybe we'll.
Oh, there's a Barron's family recipe.
Well, I tell you what my dad does. Now, we go out there, and this just happened. I was in the Chippewa Flowage, and I got myself a nice 17-inch walleye. Okay, now that is a good eating walleye. It's nice right in the slot.
Nice little slab, yeah.
Nice little slab. So then you got to decide right away, how are you cleaning it? Are you going to fillet it? Or are you doing, you're gutting it and scaling it? Now, I clean them, okay? I do fillets. So you know how to fillet fish, right? You got that down pat?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so then we're just dealing. What I do at that point is you got your fillets, and then you dip it into the shore lunch. And typically, I'm going Cajun. Okay, now you got to make sure you got your Tums ready because Cajun is going to...
That'll happen, yeah.
That'll keep you sweating at night, okay? So it's just a couple, a light breading.
So have you ever thought about just crushing up the Tums and using that as part of the breading?
It's actually not a bad idea right there. That could be... But they're flavored, and I don't want to interrupt the Cajun
sensation. Sorry. I'm just trying to try new ideas.
No, it
out
is
here.
Nice. It is nice. But if you crush it up and... Well, I won't even go there. But anyway, if you just dip it lightly on both sides and then get yourself a deep fryer. Now, you got to be careful with the deep fryers because that's where a lot of home fires start, you know? So never, like, do a deep fryer when it's raining. Don't do it in your garage. Do it far away from anything you don't want to burn because... Fires can happen, but then you rest it in the oil, and you can use whatever oil you want, vegetable oil, peanut oil.
What's your go-to oil?
Vegetable oil is what we use. It's a little cheaper, okay? And then you put that in there, and when they float, they're done. When the walleyes float to the top, they're done, okay? So pop them off. And what I also like to do before you get to cooking the walleye, you want to practice. Get a potato, slice up the potato very thin, okay? And then just drop that into the oil. It'll float to the top. You got potato chips. Okay. And you can practice.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you practice, then you also got a snack while you're waiting for the walleye to get done.
Exactly. And by
the
way,
that's why you man the fryer.
Yeah, you do man the fryer. Yeah. And you put the potato skins in. They are going to cook longer than the fish. Okay. When they float, they are done. Mm-hmm. But the fish, it should only be a minute or two or three. Okay. I'm not sure which I'm usually drinking. But again, when they float, they're done. Don't let them go too long. But then you're really going to enjoy that deep fried walleye.
Oh, yeah. Do you get them with salt right away?
Oh.
Or your blood pressure too high?
Well, so the nice thing about the Cajun stuff is that's all pre-seasoned. Now, professionals have their own seasoning
were going to have a whole seasoning recipe for me here.
No, I just like doing the short lunch. Now, you can do it on the pan and you can pan fry it. And then there's salt, pepper, obviously, a little...
Heat, you got to add a little cayenne pepper, okay, and then a lemon, and that'll get it going pretty good. But, you know, when it comes to cooking fish like that, I'd leave it up to the professionals. I'm basically only good at deep frying it, really.
Understandable. What are you tartar or no tartar?
Oh, yeah, you got to do tartar, and you got to do applesauce and also potato pancakes. You get a little cheese grater and grate up the potatoes and then slap them together, you know, with some eggs and whatnot. Now, how were you cooking your walleyes before you called up?
So, moved recently, right? And I just threw some oil in the cast iron. I got a fryer, and I just, you know, went with the regular shore lunch.
Oh, well, that works. I mean, we're pretty much talking the same deal there. So, you're doing good. Now, how big was that walleye that you caught?
Oh, it was about 17 inches, yep.
Wow. We both got a 17-inch.
Oh, no, that means it was probably like a 14, you know.
Are you calling Dalton a liar?
Well, you know,
or a fisherman.
He's a fisherman.
I don't lie about length.
Yeah.
You don't lie about length.
Well, you're the first guy ever then.
Yep.
What else you got going on? You're doing a little fishing. I mean, it's a Monday. You're not working today, or what's going on?
No, I'm not working. I got a pretty nice gig going right now. I don't really have to work till about August.
What's the gig that you don't have to work till August?
I'm an athletic trainer. I'm sure Miles knows what that is.
Oh yeah, oh yeah,
yeah. Because Miles,
professional ankle taper is what he is.
Well, I try my best.
What's the fastest ankle you've ever taped? How many seconds? Oof.
How many seconds? I think I could hit a minute.
Okay.
I usually don't try to go too quick. I don't want to mess up. I don't want to give anyone blisters, you know.
Yeah.
But I think if I was in the zone, I think I could crush a minute pretty quick.
That's pretty good. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you got the summer break. You're basically living the trophy husband type of lifestyle right now,
though. Yeah. I mean, I don't got a wife, but girlfriend.
Hey, same thing. It works out.
Yeah.
Living the
feels like it
stay-at-home dad life, but just not married. Smart.
Is your girlfriend like your walleye? You're 17.
Yeah. Oh, she loves it.
Yeah.
Now, if we got her on this podcast and ask if it was a 17-inch walleye, do you think she would agree that it's a 17-inch walleye, or?
She's not here right now, so I'd say she would agree.
Okay. All right.
I hope.
All right, you're not stretching it or anything, are you?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
Of course not.
Okay, real good. Well, that's fantastic.
It might have been 16 and a half.
15 and a half. There we got it. See, we knew.
16
and a half. Okay, sure. Yeah. Sure. What'd you catch it on?
Round it up.
What'd you catch it on?
It's actually my buddy Alex's rod. Shout out to him.
Yeah.
His rod.
Nice. Using your buddy's rod.
It's just a black jig head with a white Mr. Twister.
All
the tail on it.
Yep, Mr. Twisters. That's fit. Now, are you lying to us about that?
No. Okay. No, of course not.
Okay. What lake did you catch it on?
All right, Charlie G.
And yeah, approximately after this, could you send us the GPS location of where you caught it at?
I tell you what. It is by an old gentleman's club.
Oh.
It has been taken down in the past couple of years.
Oh, it's a little clue. We're playing. You're like the Riddler.
Minnesota.
Is Podcastle
Air pretty well known area for the locals?
Okay. I was gonna say it's Podcastle Air, and he'll go out to go catch a 17-inch walleye, and there'll be eight other boats in there. He's gonna be like, damn, yeah. Damn, you Miles
and Charlie. It's also a pretty nice spot for crappie.
Okay. Oh, it's a good crappie spot too. Come on, tell me the lake. Is it Leech Lake? Were you out there on Leech Lake?
It's not Leech.
That's too far north, I think.
I just passed Leech Lake today, too.
It's a little more in the St. Cloud area.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We don't got to pressure him.
I tell you what, Charlie, did you take Highway 10 today?
I don't want to disclose that, you know. I'll disclose that information when you tell me what lake you caught this fish
on.
I got a little
location standoff right now.
Yeah. You tell me you show me yours, I show you mine.
Right,
huh?
You probably drove right over where I caught it.
Oh.
Oh.
There's honestly honestly not that many gentlemen's club in rural and, Minnesota. And
he told,
you'll find it pretty easy.
You hear what he said? It drove right over. He caught it under the bridge.
He caught it. Yeah, he caught it under a bridge.
Do you have a boat?
Ooh, I don't.
Okay, so he caught it under the bridge. Yeah, that's what. Yeah. Thank you very much, Dalton. See, we got that.
We'll pry it out of you there.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah, we might have some.
he started like, this is fun. I'll get a recipe, whatever. And then by the end, where he's pissed at us because we just gave away his fishing location.
They got 17 inches over there.
Charlie doesn't let me know he's coming down.
Yeah, well, that is true. He was being kind of a jerk. Didn't let you know he was coming through old Brainerd, Minnesota. So
you just keep a lookout under that bridge. If there's crappies and walleyes, there's Charlie's.
I tell you what, Charlie, if the bite's hot next time I'm there, I'll let you know.
There you go. All right. That's a good man.
I appreciate that, Dalton. Thank you very much.
We appreciate you calling in, man. This is great.
Yeah, it was good. Charlie, thanks for the help.
Yeah, you betcha. I'm here. Thanks for the advice on the walleyes, okay?
No problem.
We'll see you under the bridge.
Yep, we'll see you under the bridge.
See you, man.
Bye.
Well, see under the bridge means different things in different scenarios.
Different things to different people. That's not what the Red Hot Chili Peppers were singing about in the song Under the Bridge.
In the Midwest, we're going fishing under the bridge. We're not doing anything else.
That'd be a good parody song, though. Midwest, Under the Bridge.
Yeah.
Under the bridge?
Yeah. That'd be a good one.
Yeah. But that was nice.
Good guy.
Yeah, it's good. Anytime someone has a fishing-related question, you just ask enough questions around sort of the thing.
Yeah, you don't go, hey, where are you at? You go like, well, like what kind of, you know, when you're fishing, it's about the beauty around you. Like what kind of trees you got out there, stuff like that.
Yeah. And did you see that one house, you know? Yeah. But finding out were they in a boat or not is a good indicator.
That is. I never even thought about that.
Yeah, I didn't think about it.
Before we go take the next caller.
Yeah.
You got to get a secret ingredient that you're giving out and then you can, you know, it's like Charlie's secret ingredient.
I know. I got
maybe like cinnamon or something like that. You got to add it to the recipe. Something cool.
Something unexpected, but that doesn't taste awful. I got to experiment a little more, truthfully.
Yeah.
You know, but we're cooking fish for a lot of people, so it tends to be kind of a mass-produced type thing.
I feel that.
Who do we got here?
This is Chris from Ripon, California.
Chris!
From Ripon, California.
Hello,
are you ripping and roaring right now?
Not too much. It's almost too hot to be ripping and roaring.
Well, that's what you get when you're in California. Where is ripping in the California state? We don't know. We're the Midwest guys, so.
Well, the best way I can describe it, unfortunately, is obviously we're in 49er country. We're probably an hour away from San Francisco.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Nice. It's still pretty hot there right now.
Yeah, she's cooling off. She's only 93 right now.
Holy smokes. And is that a dry heat or up there, up north a little bit, it gets a little moist, doesn't it? How far away from the coast are you?
We're probably about 2 hours away from the coast.
Oh, okay. I got to get my... You know, there's a Ripon, Wisconsin, actually. And now that I think about it, I think you may be the second person to call in from Ripon, California.
Yeah, wasn't there someone else?
Yeah.
Yeah, you had the wonderful pleasure of talking to my wife a couple weeks ago.
Oh, that's it. That's it. This is great.
Oh, my God.
Oh, now we're getting the other side of the coin. So what do you...
You are.
Well, she was the AT&T gal,
correct,
right?
Yep.
So have you guys guys got a new provider since the last time?
no, not yet. We're working on it, though, fellas.
Yeah, you
got
to get different... service provider.
Yeah, some that works over there in Ripon. What are you doing in Ripon today?
Well, I got off this morning from work, so I'm just kind of doing the honey-do list right now.
What's on the list?
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Well, we're building an outdoor pergola right now, so I'm finishing up the work before it gets too hot, and then I'll go swimming with my little daughters.
And how many times have you been to the hardware store today?
Just one.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of day left. Yeah. When you left, did you say, I'll see you guys later today?
Yeah, oh, yeah. We love the videos that you guys make, and I'm always quoting them to my girls. So you know, just I'm thinking about just going back to the hardware because I forgot some screws or something like that, you know.
Oh, yeah, you'll be back.
So are you a handy fella?
I guess I am. I think I am. You could ask my wife that probably.
Well, yeah, we're going to have
She's saying yes in the background.
Oh, no. Tell her we says hi, by the way.
I will. So, and I just wanted to call and ask for some advice from you guys.
Belly up to the bar. Tell us what's on your mind.
I'm dealing with my two beautiful children, and one's a preteen, and I wanted to know the attitude is coming already. So how do I handle that situation?
Well, do you have a garage? One.
Yes.
Do you have the garage fridge filled with beer?
Yeah.
Then you're set. Just go to the garage.
Okay.
Let the wife deal with the attitude, and you just have a couple, 2-3 beers in there, and you're good to go.
And I will.
I'm liking it.
Oh, you do like that advice. Well, you know what? We'll settle with that.
Well, I'll go with you too, Charlie. Yeah. I'll listen to you, Charlie. What's going on? Well, what can I do?
Is your this is your oldest? Yeah.
Correct.
Guy or gal? Boy or girl?
Gal.
Okay.
Gal.
Now that is tough. I have 8 sisters and.
Oh wow.
Yeah. No, I do. I'm mass produced, and the sisters, my sisters. I'm not speaking for anybody else's daughters, but my sisters. They're a handful, each in their own unique way.
But you love them, right?
Oh, I love them.
They're the best.
I love them.
Yeah.
I don't always like them, but I love them. No, they're great. They really are. But, you know, problems will occur, especially at that age. So what is the issue that your daughter is dealing with right now?
Well, you got about 2-3 hours. I made a list for you.
Well, let me ask you this question. Is she more like her mother or more like her father?
Oh, well, shoot. Well, since the wife is standing almost right next to me, I'm going to say more like me.
Yeah, there you go. Like he's smart. So we're going to need you to head out to the garage so we can have a real conversation.
I could do that.
No, I'm just kidding. It's just general attitude at everything, right? Is what you're going through?
Oh yeah, you know, the eyes rolling. I call her Google sometimes because she knows more than Google.
Oh yeah,
likes to argue with me.
Yeah, I mean,
obsessed with music.
That's the risk you run having a kid. It's a 50-50. Is it going to be like mom or be like dad? And you know, that's why you got to be ready. What you should say, what I would say, is what my mom said to my dad growing up is when I would throw a tantrum as a kid, she would be like, well, you got to deal with them because you gave them those genes. She could pull that one out as well.
All right, I'll save that one.
Does she ever say she's bored?
What are you guys doing besides drinking?
Oh, that's all we are doing. That is absolutely everything.
I wish I was there with you guys.
Yeah, we wish you were here too. What's your daughter's name?
Hey, Madison, actually.
Madison. Well, you got to tell Madison that we says hi, okay? If does she ever say she's bored?
All the time. Her and her sister, Natalie, they like to say it to me and then giggle.
So,
got it.
Yeah, if they're bored, just start tasking them with, like, pulling the weeds and the landscaping, stuff like that. They'll get pretty unbored pretty fast if you're making them do stuff like that.
Yeah,
I like that. Is it wrong to have them go get me 2 or 3 beers at a time?
No, that's part of that. They if they give you any crap about that, you just got to say, is your bed warm at night? Do you have a roof over your head? You know, and then I'll take a couple beers from the fridge.
And this is advice my mother also used to say this to me. You could have your wife say this one. I brought you into this world. I can take you out.
That's true.
I love that. I remember my parents saying that to me. So
if my mom was a action figure and had a pull string on the back, that's what her tagline would have been growing up. So.
I'm loving it. Hey, Miles, I got a question for you, buddy.
Yes.
Are you doing any more Ranch Wrangler videos soon?
I haven't done any recently, but we've definitely talked about bringing it back. What ends up happening is I get pretty busy, and then that's the thing that goes to the wayside. But I'm don't worry. When I'm eating out and I'm having ranch, I'm always mentally wrangling that ranch. Are you a big ranch dressing guy?
I am 100%.
Are you what kind of viscosity are you? Are you about low, high, thick, runny ranch? What are you about?
Well, you know what? I hate to say it, but I think I'm a more of a thick kind of guy.
Oh, man.
I'm with you.
All right. It's one of those one of those deals, I guess.
You like to have a meal with your ranch, you know?
Yeah,
your ranch can be a meal.
You like to
That's the only thing about...
Go ahead.
That's the only good thing about, like, San Francisco. They do have good garlic fries there with a wonderful ranch.
Oh, yeah, they
garlic
do.
Garlic fries. I'm actually, we're getting kind of hungry. I might have to order some garlic fries here at the bar. It's a good idea.
That's a great idea. Thanks for inspiring us here today.
Yeah. This is great about this podcast is you guys call in and ask for some advice, and we end up inspired by the end of it and get some advice. We got to get some garlic fries by the end here.
Nice. Well, I just want to thank you guys for all the wonderful videos. You helped us the last couple of years, and my family really enjoy watching you guys. So you guys are awesome. Yeah,
thank you. Thank you. That's very kind.
Yeah. So I think as we wrap go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say we'll be in your great state of Wisconsin in October. I'm bringing my girls to their first Packer game.
Oh, so, no kidding.
I'm excited about it.
That's who are the Packers playing? Which game?
I think we're going to see the wonderful Jets of the New York team.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Nice. Well, I'll probably see you at that game.
Well, it's another great thing to hang over their heads. Say, hey, we're not going to the Packer game if you keep giving me attitude, even though you're definitely still going to go. You just got threatened it, you know?
Perfect.
Yeah.
And I have one last question, if I may, fellas.
Yeah, shoot it out.
Miles, I would love to know, who's your football team?
So I don't really... what's tough is I don't really have a football team. Growing up in North Dakota, the closest team was probably the Vikings. My family were Vikings fans, but I was also kind of the shithead kid who would kind of cheer against the Vikings because my family wanted the Vikings to win. And I, you know, like to see the world burn a little bit. So that's kind of that, but I'm also a big Iowa Hawkeye fan, college football. Okay. So, yeah.
Sounds good. All right.
Yeah.
I appreciate you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, I'm going to go ahead.
No, you go ahead, Charlie.
Miles is going to be a Packers fan eventually. Charlie's I can't believe he hasn't decided to just get on the side of the winning team. But I think that's the answer that you were looking for. It's the answer I was looking for.
Amen.
I never Amen. underestimate my ability to sit on a fence. I could do it.
Getting a weird visual right now.
Not the fence post, Charlie, just the fence.
All right, fellas. Well, I've taken up enough of your time. I'll have some other callers. I'm sure they want some wonderful advice from you guys. So once again, I appreciate it.
Thanks
for calling in, man. Tell your wife we say hi. And
watch for deer out there.
All right, you guys too.
All right,
see ya, man.
We'll see ya.
Well, we got the whole husband and wife combo there.
We did. That was nice. It was like a circle being completed.
Yes.
And I feel I've got a little guilt. I feel like I threw all my eight sisters under the bus there, and I am gonna.
They're not gonna listen to this.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah. Actually. Yeah, that is the one nice thing about
putting out enough content.
Yeah, the chances of them doing it.
Yeah.
And if so, it can just water under the
bridge. When I started doing this, all my family was like, oh, yeah, I watched all the videos this week and this and that. And now it's like I'll bring up something about a video I did. And they're like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's amazing how quickly they stop watching. It's
amazing how quickly they lose interest.
Yeah.
It's amazing how quick that they get bored.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Guys, this Bellied Up podcast is presented by Flea Farm. As you know, Charlie and I love the Flea Farm. We basically live at the Flea Farm. And if you're someone who also lives at the Flea Farm, there's a big time loyalty program deal going on this Saturday, July 23rd. You get 10% off the entire store. So this is your moment to just go for it. Okay. And if you're not part of the loyalty program, you got to get signed up. All you need is your email and cell phone. There's no cost. There's no other strings attached. All you got to do, sign up for the loyalty program, or if you're already a loyalty member, this Saturday is your Saturday to make it happen. 10% off the whole store. 10% off that You Betcha merch that's there. 10% off the snacks. 10% off all the fishing gear. You name it. If it's in the store, it's 10% off this Saturday. So go to the local flea farm. Hang out. I mean, you're probably, if you're doing a DIY project on Saturday, you're going to be going there a few times. So one of the times that you're there, just use that 10% loyalty program. Get yourself some cheaper fishing gear, some cheaper yard work gear, all the whole thing. Flea Farm only July 23rd, this Saturday. That's what, I mean, it's what it's all about. Listen to Belly Dub Podcast. You're listening to us right now, probably on a Friday, Thursday. Saturday is your day. You're going to make it happen. 10% off the entire store. You got to be a loyalty member, though. So go become a loyalty member. You get 10% off. No strings attached. Go do it. Flea Farm, baby. Guys, as we said earlier in the podcast, we are at Big Irv's here in Horace, North Dakota. And one cool thing I love about smaller communities is they always try and help each other out.
They do.
And Big Irv's is actually holding a benefit for a kid named Aaron Erickson. He's here in, I believe, the Moorhead. Yeah, he's in Moorhead. So Moorhead, Minnesota, just across the river.
He's right over there at Moorhead High School.
Yeah, and he's got a rare and complex heart defect that he's just waiting for a heart donor. And so they're holding the benefit for him here at the Horace Senior Center. So we just wanted to come on here and get the word out about it. You can donate. You can come to the actual benefit if you'd like to.
Yep, there's a live auction.
It's on,
and a silent auction.
It's on Friday, August 12th this year. So August 12th, 4 p.m. at the Horace Senior Center. It's a it's all for Aaron Erickson, and basically helping that him and his family out. And I believe that there's somewhere where you can donate, Tyler.
Yep, we'll put a Venmo link in the description of the podcast for everybody if they want to head over
so
there.
So if you want to help out, just throw we're going to throw the Venmo handle in there and you can donate whatever you can. $5, $10, whatever you're feeling. It all goes towards a good cause and helping out Aaron and his family. And yeah, like I said, that's tough stuff. We get to do the easy stuff of podcasting and hanging out at bars. But there's other, you know, Midwesterners that are going through some stuff and we want to do what we can to help them out. And so if you can't make it to the actual benefit, shoot a Venmo donation over and it's going to go towards a good cause.
Yeah. And if you want to follow along on what people are saying about Aaron, you just check out the hashtag at Aaron's Army.
Yep.
Use that hashtag when you donate. Inspire other people to donate. And that, again, as Miles said, is the cool thing about small town bars, small towns in general. When someone is in trouble or facing something difficult, everybody chips in and helps. And that's inspiring. It's cool. So thank you very much.
Yeah. And big on Big Irv's. For helping out the community. Yeah. It's really cool.
Great tots, great community service. How are those tots?
They're good. But yeah, donate if you can, guys. We really appreciate it. Who do we got on the line?
This is Brad.
Brad, where are you calling from?
Nabisky, Wisconsin.
Did you just say Nabisky, Wisconsin? Oh, I hear the door open.
Can you hear me, guys?
Yeah, now we can hear you. We got you loud and clear. So what city are you in again?
Nabisky, Wisconsin.
Ah, where exactly is that? I've never been there, believe it or not.
Probably about 2-3 exits north of Lambeau.
Oh, sure. Oh,
but not too far.
Oh, I must have been there. Just you pass Lambeau, what right there on 41, and then you just keep going. Is that the deal?
Yep. Wow. You got it.
Fantastic. No, I waved to you a bunch, you know. I've never stopped through. What's it known for?
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah, what's it known for?
Oh, I'm trying to think. I think Yeah, not much, to be honest. We're kind of
well. It's you're, close. You're, it's home of Brad. That's what they're Bay known for you. Now.
Yeah, you're known for being two exits away from Lambeau. Right? Yeah, there you have it.
There you go. Well,
Brad, yeah, that's about it. Yeah, that's about it.
Why don't you belly up to the bar and tell us what's on your mind?
A lot of things, but I just wanted to talk through pull tab investing a little bit.
Okay. You
know, I've been having this issue over the years. Yeah.
Well, so if you,
yeah,
if
my wife just doesn't believe in it.
Well, listen, luckily you have called, you know, they have financial advisors where you go, you trust them with your money. Miles has been in this business for a long, long time, and he is one of our best guys for the job. So I'm going to let him take it.
Well,
from
first
here.
Of all, thanks for calling in and asking about this pull tab investing advice, because this is really important. The number one thing when you're pull tab investing going into it is you got to have the stomach for it. Yeah, you got a good stomach, Brad?
Yeah, and actually, I've been fairly successful pull tab investing initially. You know, I'm probably guessing a few 250s, a few 99s, but no matter which way I put it to my wife, that's the issue I'm running into. She just doesn't understand the math.
Yeah.
And realistically, I'm at ahead, I think, in pull tab investing.
Brad,
how do I get her along? And you know,
well, I want you to tell her, Brad, that if you are actually ahead and you're not fibbing us here. You are in the 1% of all pull tab investors.
0.01%
of all pull tab investors. So tell her that one, you know the markets better than anyone if that's the case. And two, right. What I would do is I would deflect it around the pull tab investing. This is another part of it is, yes, you're going to get flack for dropping $100 and not making anything. What you got to do is start deflecting to all the stuff that she's buying that also is a waste of money.
The other
the UPS and FedEx guy tend to show up here.
Yeah, see, there you go. All the Amazon packages, the UPS, FedEx guy, you got to start bringing that up and go, well, what the hell did we buy that we got 15 packages in the last 3 days? You got to pull that out.
Now, do you have a running
point?
Do you have a running tab of where you're at with the pull tab? Do you have a ledger, and are you cooking the books?
I should have a ledger, and maybe I should hire an accountant or something.
You should not have a ledger. If you had a ledger, you would see that you actually are not up. So don't do that. You want to keep believing that you are up. Two. any real accountant's going to tell you that you should not pull tab invest. So don't hire an accountant either. This is going to be a solo venture for you, I think.
But I will say this, when it comes to explaining this to your wife, I think really all you have to do is say, listen, if we look at the historical trends of the stock market, it's not a good time. Well, actually, it is a good time to put money in
because the
stock market's
time,
down.
Yes.
Yeah. So that goes out the window. But you could say, hey, at least I'm not investing in Bitcoin, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, another good thing to remember about pull tab investing is it's much like the stock market in the sense that, yes, she'll see you drop 100 on pull tabs. You win nothing. She's maybe a little mad. Well, you got to remember is there's never been a 15-year period in the stock market that it hasn't been up. So just tell her you're in it for the long game, and eventually you're going to see your return.
Yes.
Just keep telling her that over and over again. You throw enough facts and statistics at her, she's going to get bored of the conversation, forget all about it.
Yeah, just end every sentence with, sure. Honey, it's just math. Okay.
Yeah, it's just
keep repeating that, even though the math is not on your side. If you just keep saying, "Honey, it's just simple math," okay, then I think eventually, she may leave you, and then you can invest all the money in pull tabs, all your half of the money in the pull tabs.
Well, yeah, then you can invest in pull tabs so you can pay for all of the child support and alimony payments.
Yeah, we're giving you amazing advice here on the Bellied Up Podcast.
Don't do that. Don't. Yeah. Charlie, that's terrible advice.
I did not. You just gave the advice. You just gave the advice. I was making a joke. You doubled down on the advice.
I'm sorry.
Ah, jeez, Louise.
But yeah, I would say don't get discouraged. I actually think that in the pull tab investing for dummies book, there would be a section on that your old ball and chain is going to be mad at you at some point. You just have to just say, yes, honey, I'll stop. And then just don't stop at all. And then you're good to go.
And I got it. I appreciate it.
Yeah, there's a lot of empty promises that come through pull tab investing.
You guys have one more time for one more question.
Oh, yeah.
It's related to pull tab. But like proper pull tab etiquette. So let's say you pull like a 99er or 25, or maybe you hit the 250. At what point do you buy everyone else around you a drink? Like, is there a threshold? Because we were at a bar up in Rhinelander probably a couple of weeks ago, and we pulled the 99 and we're kind of on the edge. Do we buy the whole bar a drink, or do we just keep our winnings and roll out of here?
Well, I think that in Charlie, you can weigh in on this too here. I think that if you're pulling a 99, that you maybe buy the drinks for the table you're sitting with or the people that are right around you at the bar. It also depends if you're reinvesting your dividends back into pull tab. If you're reinvesting that, then you definitely don't need to buy, because you're like, hey, I'm not buying you around because I'm going to put that 100 back in and I'm going to pull the 250 and then everyone gets a drink.
You could set it up that way. Now, I myself would take a different trajectory. Any money I'm winning is usually going back to the bar. In fact, I won $5 in pull tab right, before you called. And I'm looking at $3 bills sitting on the bar. One of them bought Miles a shake of the day. And I think the other $3 is going to go toward a tip to the bartender. So it just depends how good of a guy you are. Miles...
Well, got it.
I mean, what I was going to say is if you go over 100, then you got to really start giving it back.
Okay.
I mean, you're flush with cash at that
point. Yeah.
I think it's a philosophical question. Are you giving back a little bit as you go, or are you just waiting to be cut? Because you may never hit it big time.
That's right. Know? Yeah.
And then.
When you're pull tab investing, you're at some point you're going to hit it big. That's the whole point.
Unless you run out of money.
Well, that won't happen.
And at which point do you reinvest back into all your money back into pull tab?
Pretty much every time. you basically go until pull tabs have sucked you dry,
Got it.
That's the fun part about pull tab investing.
Well, I appreciate it.
It's really an investment in the local economy. Well, hopefully that helped a little bit today.
That's what I had for now, guys.
Yeah, I'll send you my financial pull tab investing invoice in the mail. That'll be headed towards you. And hopefully that was helpful today.
Yeah, I mean, at least get me on my way to my first divorce, maybe.
Oh, just don't lose the season tickets, okay? We got to see that Lambo.
Welcome to the Bellied Up podcast, the how to get divorced podcast.
Thanks, guys, I appreciate it.
Tell your wife we says hi and sorry.
We'll do. Thanks, guys.
Have a good one, man.
You too.
We got to stop giving divorce advice, Charlie. On this next call, we're not going to do that.
We didn't give divorce advice.
I feel like a divorce comes up a lot.
The only time a divorce came up was you brought up mine. So I think that is all on you.
Okay.
I was joking. I was kidding with the fella. I don't actually think that pull tabs are more important than the sacrament of matrimony.
No.
Okay. But you took it there, and then you start talking about alimony and all. That's really on you. You're getting married soon, and you got to start thinking about this more seriously.
I know.
You don't want to end up like me.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
All right. We'll get there. All right, pal.
All right.
All right.
All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in to another Bellied Up podcast. Charlie, last time we did this, we were feeling pretty good by the end.
Yeah, we were. So it was my birthday. I was wearing overalls. We were in Milwaukee, you know. The
patrons of the bar were also feeling pretty good.
Yeah, they were. They were. I am a lot more sober than I was then.
Yeah, I think we did it right today. You know, we just kept a nice, easy, little tiny buzz the whole time.
Yeah.
Feeling good.
You got food and didn't order me any. So.
Well, you were big timing me. You had a big business meeting. You were.
I had a Zoom call out on the patio.
And which I wasn't going to go interrupt
which
that.
Which was,
you know?
It was interrupted by a...
by a patron.
Yeah. It was so fun. It was the most inopportune time.
That'll happen.
You have that. You know what? When you're doing taking a Zoom call, that's my problem.
Bar.
You do not bring business to the bar.
There you go.
So there's a couple guys doing their podcast in the bar. But yes. I don't think this is business. I think we are doing the Lord's work.
Oh, are here. We?
We're giving people advice. And,
yes. Exactly. Yeah. There we go. All the people at the bar. They would probably need to go see a therapist. Said they come here or belly up. So
yeah,
we're doing the Lord's work.
We are providing therapy. That is a great way of saying it. Speaking of therapy, you want to go buy me some more pull tabs?
Or? I thought you were going to say you want to buy me a round of therapy.
That's funny.
Hey, that should be a thing. Like that's at Christmas, joke. You just buy like a therapy gift card. That'd be kind of nice. All your parents, they have grown kids, so they put all gift cards for therapy in their stockings that just says sorry about all the childhood trauma.
And just a gift certificate to the bar.
Yeah.
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 That's great.
Well, both. Yeah.
Oh, both.
Yeah.
An actual therapist.
So
too.
You go to the fake therapist, who's the therapist, then you go get the real therapy at the bar.
Maybe we should get a sponsorship from that online therapy thing that every podcast has a sponsorship for.
Yeah, we should.
We are the only podcast.
Tell them to call in and get therapy advice from us and not the app.
Yeah.
Either way, you're getting your therapy in.
Either way, you're getting it done.
Well, guys.
Wait. Before you go, tell them how the tots are here at Big Earth.
Tots are crispy. That's what I look for in a tot. They're nice and crispy. You can hear it in the mic.
Oh God! Stop it! You were chewing in my ear earlier, and I asked you. You know what? I brought it up.
You wanted to know all the tots were. The best representation.
I have listened.
Those were.
I've listened to you eat half those tots, and yeah, you were milking it, weren't you? You knew I was listening. You were doing some stuff.
Well, you're kind of a creepy. Just listen to me eat, you weirdo.
Yeah,
that'll happen.
It's a kink.
All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in to another therapy session.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to the Belly Up podcast. Thanks for bellying up to the bar with us.
Hopefully, you can get in on the next round when we do callers. Don't be afraid. Don't be shy. You see we put it on our Instagram stories. So follow us on Instagram, Bellied Up Pod, or Charlie, or You Betcha. We'll put it up there. Don't be shy. Call in, and hopefully we'll hear from you soon. So. Cheers, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Real good. Watch for deer.
Charlie's like that one meme of the kid who's like flexing his neck, like trying not to say watch out for deer.
Watch out for deer.
I want to say it.